This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And today we'd like to start off with our weekly Earth Watch. And I'd like to welcome our guest, Lynn Goldfarb. She is an award-winning independent filmmaker with 19 documentaries broadcast on PBS and major cable networks. She specializes in historical and social issue documentaries. And she began her filmmaking career producing the Academy Award-nominated documentary With Babies and Banners, Story of the Women's Emergency Brigade. Her films range from Danger, Kids at Work, to Bridging the Divide, Tom Bradley and the Politics of Race. She is now working on Amazonia Lot 1AB with her director and producer, Lynn Goldfarb. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
Lynn, give us some background here. What is going on? I mean, your film deals with these poison waters in a remote part of the Peruvian Amazon. What's gone on there? And by big oil, are there specific companies, U.S.-based companies, international companies? What's involved? What happened?
Okay, great. Well, first of all, I just want to clarify that this film, I am producing a documentary with Nicole Carson, who is directing the film, and she is currently in the Amazon filming.
Okay.
Otherwise, she would have been on this call with us. It's a film that she's been working on for many years. So currently in this remote corner of the Amazon, she is filming. The indigenous people there, led by the Achuar community, have been protesting for several weeks. And the airport has been taken over. Oil fields have been taken over. Right now, they are the only reporters and or film crews in the area reporting this. And the reason why the tribes in the area are protesting is that they want to exercise their legal right to free, prior, and informed consent. In 2011, the Peruvian government passed legislation granting indigenous people free, prior, and informed consent before any decisions were made about their land, water, and development. The Peruvian government is not honoring the legislation that they passed. And right now, they are licensing a 30-year contract to a Canadian oil company to granting them the right to drill oil, in their land and water. And that's what they're protesting. The company is Frontera Energy Corporation. They're a Canadian company. The companies that have been there throughout the years have been, foreign companies. Beginning in our story is when Occidental Petroleum started drilling there in 1971. Amazonia Lot 1AB covers this story and covers the fact that in 2007 and 2010, the Achuar people took Occidental Petroleum to court in California, and it's just kind of an incredible situation. And they won, but the government has not honored, the agreements that were made from 2010 onward.
Right. So so they are taking, given that the government hasn't implemented basically the victory, what are the next steps as far as you know that the indigenous people are taking?
I just got a call last night from Nicole from the Amazon. Calls are hard to make, and I was able to get a call from her. She said this morning, well, first of all, they have been filming there for the last several days. The airport has been taken over, and the oil fields have been taken over. It took them 3 days by boat from Iquitos in Peru to get to this area where Achoas, where the Ashuar people live. So with the airports being taken over, the only way you can get there is by boat. Today, this morning, actually, as we speak, there is a meeting. The Peruvian government ministers are flying out, and they're opening the airport for them. They're flying out to have a meeting with the four tribal leaders, and we don't know what's going to happen. The people are skeptical. They say, you know, negotiation has happened before. They've been promised things that have never, actually come to fruition. But the meeting is happening this morning.
Right. So this discussion here is very timely. And we know where it seems as though every corner of the planet, you find indigenous people really at the front lines and leading the charge against governments in some cases, as well as multinational corporations defending Mother Earth. Now, how much support, though, are you getting? I mean, for a project like this, for a film like this, what are you facing there? I see you've got a Kickstarter page.
Right.
That's one reason I'm asking.
Yeah, you know, it's very challenging. You know, there are, first of all, at this moment in time, there are so many environmental disasters and catastrophes that we've witnessed, you know, and but this is, you know, one thing of our rivers are if the Amazon River is polluted by oil and there are oil spills, then that affects our very ecosystem as well. We have a Kickstarter campaign for this film. It is called Amazonia Lot 1AB. We are at the very end of the towards the end of the campaign, we have 32 hours to go. And so we had a goal of 35,000. We raised 30,000. So we're very close. But certainly, this is a film that needs to be supported by people who believe in the rights of indigenous people.
So how can people
in our land?
Where can people go? What should they do if they want to support this?
So they should go to Quick Kickstarter, and they should write in Amazonia AMAZONIA Lot 1AB.
Okay,
and they can contribute to our campaign.
Right, that's Amazonia Lot 1AB, and we'll put that on our social media as well. And just finally here, Lynn, here you have indigenous people really going after the huge fossil fuel industry. At the same time, you see regions, this takes us into our next segment, like the small islands in the Caribbean, paying such a heavy price for global warming. So all of these things are interconnected. Connected, aren't they? I think
they're all interconnected, and the reason why the story that we're working on, Amazonia Lot 1AB, is so important is that it is a case where people are fighting back, and they've gained some victories, but the story is a thriller of deception and success and and it really is emblematic of, what the kind of struggles that are happening and what we need to be doing. We're all connected, whether it's Standing Rock, whether it's the Caribbean, whether it's the Amazon, and we need to learn from each other. And I think the film will show a story and tell a story that hasn't been seen from the point of view of the people that have been involved in this struggle.
Well, Lynn Goldfarb, thank you so very much for your work and for taking the time to join us. Our best to your colleague on the ground now filming in Peru. And we also want to thank the Global Justice Ecology Project. They partner with us for our weekly Earth Watch. Lynn Goldfarb, thank you.
And thank you for the great work you're doing.